You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the tangled enclosure that is the studio of captivity on 1015 Half Street, it is the Rooster. Slightly let you out of the cage, but not too much, not too much. Then they tangle you back in. I just ran into Denton Day. I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I'm filling in for Kevin Sheehan. I said, oh, okay. And we chatted for a second, and I said, I got to get Kevin's agent. And then I come in here, and Metal's like, we're starting. Get your ass in there. Instead, I was.
You have to start the show.
True. But I was playing Employee of the Year, month, whatever, which I've already won, by filling up the coffee canister for the Keurig, filling up the ice machine, like, because we have a bunch of maniacs that live here or that work here that don't replace anything, you know? So somebody's got to do it. So I've got the afternoon shift.
I don't use any of that stuff.
So. Yeah, that's all right. It's okay. Anyway, I barely made it back into the studio. I've been here. I've already done a TV interview and had a meeting since then. But, you know, I mean, I'm here. I'm here with bells on. All right, coming up on the show today, we are going to take a look at Ben Standing's last 53, or last man standing, 53. Last man standing, if I could say that correctly, and kind of shape it along with ours. As we head to the final preseason game as well, I want to take a look at some of the, if you could believe it, furor over Daniel Jones getting the Colts starting job over Anthony Richardson, because as usual, Robert Griffin III is weighed in with an absolutely gloriously stupid take. And others are fighting back and defending, and others are basically accusing some nefarious decision processes in the decision. So I want to take a look at all of that. And we'll obviously keep you up to date on the Commanders on the practice field as they are hitting it now for a final time. Remember, today was supposed to be the joint practice between the Baltimore Ravens and the Commanders. The Ravens were so scared to come down to Ashburn and the BigBear.ai Performance Center. Yeah, baby. You didn't think I was going to get that right today, did you? I did, without even looking at my notes. the BigBear.ai Performance Center. The Ravens were so frightened, so scared. They said, we've got to cancel practice. We can't possibly fit it into our schedule. So they did. They canceled it. So today's just a regular practice for the Burgundy and Gold as they tune up for those big bad Ravens at Northwest Stadium on Saturday at noon. Now, I have no idea. Like, I literally should stay home and not go work that game and drive 120-ish miles round trip and spend basically from 8:30 Saturday morning until about 6 Saturday evening out of my house.
I love going to Baltimore. Baltimore's
well, I'm not going to Baltimore. Landover.
Oh, you're talking about Landover. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you got to get there early or you're going to sit in massive traffic like what happened on Monday night.
If only there's a way to tailgate while in traffic.
Yeah, I haven't figured that out yet. I mean, I do basically have sort of a mini tailgate with me in every car that I drive. And, of course, I'm not driving my current car right now because it's probably chopped up in a million pieces in some, you know, car graveyard somewhere in Southeast or Northwest or Southwest or on a plane somewhere heading to, like, I don't know, like some foreign country.
I've been checking out a trader for you.
Okay. All right. I usually have like a mini buffet in my passenger front seat. And then I wonder why I get salad stains on the chair, on the seat. You know, I dropped.
Did you dump a bunch of beans or something on Hoffman once or something?
Yeah, that was in the press box at Northwest Stadium. I mean, listen, here's the deal, though. They squash you in like sardines up there. I mean, it literally is like sardines, and it probably smells like sardines after a game because it's some big boys. Mitch Tischler, me, Grant, you know, Rick Snyder, so on and so forth. I mean, you know, some big boys up there. But anyway, long and the short of it is Saturday, if you're going to the game on Saturday, God bless you. I mean, you are the truest of diehard of diehard of diehards, or you have nothing to do. You know, like your whole world revolves around Commanders football, and it doesn't matter whether it's an important game, a good game, a bad game, a good opponent, bad day, weather, whatever. You're just going because it's football, and they're selling you on NFL football when in reality it is nothing. It is nothing.
They don't even have beers.
Like NFL football. Yeah, you're right. They don't. The beer snake, like down the road, Audi Field. But this game, I've been trying to think of a way to talk up this game all week long. I can't. Like, Monday night meant something.
You're not excited to see Lamar and Jaden go at it from the bench?
No. Monday night sort of meant something in the first quarter. After the second quarter started, it was an atrocious display of football.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yeah.
It was an atrocious display of football. Saturday is going to be probably an atrocious display of football from second one. Now, listen, are there things that you ultimately want to see so that we don't have to spend the next 2 weeks talking about them? Yes, you don't want to see a kickoff return by the Ravens on the opening kickoff because that's been a problem so far for the Commanders. You don't want to see a lot of missed tackles. You certainly don't want to see any big, significant, catastrophic, whatever, injuries. Yes, you want to see Ja'Cory Brooks maybe solidify a roster spot, but I don't even know if you're going to see that.
Three, exactly.
What's that?
So they got to whittle down to that 53.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The last chance for a lot of these
right.
guys.
But just because a guy catches a lot of balls on Saturday doesn't mean he's automatically going to be on the roster. Like everybody. So here's the thing, and this is kind of like where I wanted to start. There's been a lot of buzz and a lot of talk about Luke McCaffrey and how disappointing he has been. And I understand that. I get it. I know. I see it. I'm with you. It's been disappointing. I truly and honestly believe that he is not getting cut on Tuesday or before. I think that would be a complete disservice by Adam Peters and the personnel staff to cut him loose after 1 year in the NFL as a late third-round pick, as somebody who has flashed an ability to get open, and he did it once or twice that I saw on Monday night with some speed, okay? Just because he's not getting target share, just because he's not getting catches, just because he's been a little bit of a disappointment. If not, maybe more than a little bit of a disappointment. But that depends on your perspective. Like, if your perspective was, oh, they got Luke McCaffrey. His dad was a multi-time Pro Bowler and Super Bowl champion. His brother's the best running back in the game when he's healthy. Luke McCaffrey's going to be awesome for us, baby, in burgundy and gold. Well, wait a second. He didn't play at Stanford. He wasn't the best running back in the nation when he was drafted. Top 10. He wasn't what his dad ultimately turned out to be. I don't remember where his dad went to school. I think it might have been Stanford as well. He wasn't that. He was a bottom of the third round pick out of Rice as a transfer, as a former quarterback. That's right. He only started playing wide receiver 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, whatever it was. He's still learning the position, right? And you say, well, what is there to learn? Well, there's all sorts of nuance in route running, right? Like we saw on Monday night, especially if you see the all 22 and the zoomed out, you can see Jalen Lane with some really, really, really nifty footwork and sharp cuts out of his break. You can see that. Guess what? Jalen Lane's been playing wide receiver his entire career at Virginia Tech, where he was before Virginia Tech, so on and so forth. He didn't switch from quarterback to wide receiver. Luke McCaffrey did. Now, some people thought, well, because he would understand defenses and coverages, that he would be able to find open holes and he would be wide open. And they were sort of right. At times, especially early on last year, and at times, even at least one time on Monday night, but I saw him beat coverage twice and not get a target. There have been times where Luke McCaffrey has been wide open. There have been times where they've just flat out missed him, or he wasn't the primary, or they got rid of the ball quicker, or he was the third read, or whatever the case might be. Like, only they truly know. We can guess, but we don't truly know. So, when Luke McCaffrey comes away with no targets, no receptions, nothing noticeable, he's had a quiet camp, everybody's starting to go, man, what's wrong with Luke McCaffrey? What's wrong with Luke McCaffrey? Well, the answer could be, A, that he's still learning. B, that he's not good enough yet. C, that he's unlucky and therefore bypassed as a primary option, right? Because why would you make him a primary option when he hasn't shown an ability to handle that just yet? And again, I would caution you that, yes, it is possible that his last name got him drafted at the bottom of the third round instead of the middle of the fourth round or the end of the fourth round or what have you. Guys get overdrafted all the time. And sometimes they are correctly overdrafted, and sometimes, like, look at Fedarian Mathis, and I was wrong on this. People said, oh, no, he's a third rounder. He's not a mid-second rounder. Way overdrafted by Ron Rivera and the Marty Party, and they were right. They were right. Fedarian Mathis is never going to be anything more than, you know, maybe a spare part. He might have more value at this point than my car does. Another example, Jahan Dotson, right? Was drafted, what, 16th overall by this team? A lot of people, a lot of the rankings, a lot of the analysts, a lot of the draft picks had him ranked in the 40s, some in the 30s, one or two in the 20s. I don't remember anybody in the high teens anything like that. So I remember PFF, and I went after them, had him at like 55th. That was them being generous. John Dotson, not very good. Right? So maybe that happened here with Luke McCaffrey. Maybe. Maybe that happened with Jordan McGee in the fifth round, too, who can't get out of the trainer's table. Maybe that happened with Dominique Hampton, who got cut earlier this week as a fifth-round pick last year. Maybe that might happen this upcoming weekend and early part of next week with Javonte Jean-Baptiste. And maybe that happens across the board to hundreds and hundreds of players that get drafted, maybe over-evaluated. Maybe there's a skill set that the general manager or the staff, the scouting staff really likes. Maybe it's their intelligence, their football IQ. Maybe it's their bloodline. Maybe it's a little combination of everything. Maybe it's their size for a slot receiver at 6'1.5", 6'2", whatever the case might be. Maybe it's their kick return ability that people didn't really focus on. Whatever the case might be. But to be calling Luke McCaffrey trash, to be acting like this is some great failure because he's off to a slow start in his NFL career, to act like he doesn't belong in the NFL and that he's only on the Commanders because of his bloodlines and because Adam Peters loves Christian McCaffrey, I'm sorry, I strongly disagree with that. Now, ultimately, it might turn out that Luke McCaffrey was a bad draft pick, ultimately. I'm not there yet. Maybe you are. I'm not. But here's one thing you won't hear me saying. Well, he was only drafted because of his last name. He was only drafted because of his dad and his brother. That's all. No, he was drafted for many more reasons than that, some of which we just touched on. Pretty good size out of the slot, which is where they initially wanted him to be. He's worked outside too. Right? Yes, the bloodlines. Yes, the IQ. Look at some of the pictures from over the offseason, for whatever that's worth. Bulking up. And I talked to him earlier in camp, and he said, you know, yeah, that was really part of, to get off of press and jam coverage, that was part of what he wanted to do. But to act like Luke McCaffrey is some great failure and is done, stick a fork at him, no. Like, I don't even know if I can say that about Emmanuel Forbes, who they drafted, the Commanders, middle of the first round in Ron Rivera's last year. He was a debacle in his first year. Then he showed some promise last training camp under the new staff, so much so that he played a pretty significant amount week one in Tampa, got lit up like a Christmas tree a couple of times, committed a double penalty on one post, and was never the same again, and then obviously was cut, and caught on with Los Angeles and hasn't made really an impact yet. But he barely has hair on his chest. Maybe he'll be okay at some point. It might take 3 or 4 years. It might never happen. Don't know. But to act like Luke McCaffrey, just to use him as the main example, because he's the one on the team that has the most kind of like buzz about him and not good buzz, to act like Luke McCaffrey is a failure and is never going to be anything in the NFL and is just a bust and a disappointment like I've seen in some places and heard, I don't think that's fair. I think it's way too early. But you probably, I would say, you know, maybe half of you probably agree with that sentiment. And maybe half of you might agree with my sentiment. And that's one thing I wanted to start with today. And that is, before we get to Ben Standing's projected 53 and how McCaffrey fits or doesn't fit in there, how do you think he fits in? Based on what you've heard, based on what you've seen, couple of preseason games last year. Is Luke McCaffrey in real danger of getting cut on Tuesday or before? Or should the Commanders continue to be patient? Should they be patient with a developmental wide receiver with excellent bloodlines, great football IQ, and the flash ability to get open? But somebody who has not been very productive outside of as a kick returner, where it was pretty good down the stretch last year. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That's how we'll start here on a overcast Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and perhaps beyond. You have it locked in to the Team 980 on your radio all throughout the DMV and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, our football coverage on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS, baby, and Paramount Plus all season long. That's right. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So if you're out and about, you can't be in front of your TV. Boom. Paramount Plus. And away you go. You get to see your game. All right. So we thank them for being a part of the show. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We thank you for being a part of the show. If you missed any part of yesterday's show, the day before, what have you, after the Bengals-Washington game, before all the interviews that we had on Monday and Tuesday, we didn't have anything yesterday, please check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. And, of course, you can always choose the always free and live Odyssey app, but you can listen not only live, you can listen on demand. How about them apples? Now, that would make you special. However you choose to do it, we appreciate you being a part of the program. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm watching Anthony Richardson and the Colts in the other studio through the window. We will talk about that situation and some of the furor coming up and some of the annoyances coming out a little bit later on. But first, we're asking about Luke McCaffrey. Is he on your 53? The cutdown's Tuesday at 4. Cuts will start trickling out maybe late Sunday, early Monday, kind of depending on some a potential cut of McCaffrey probably wouldn't be until Tuesday afternoon. Because they might be looking at, oh, wait a second, that team, X team, just cut somebody that we're interested in, we might have to pull the trigger here, right? You want to hold on as long as you can to guys that aren't obvious cuts. Again, I would be surprised if Luke McCaffrey is released. I think it would be way too early to give up on him. I don't know if you guys care one way or the other about a guy like Luke McCaffrey, but I do. Because I still value a late third round pick. I still value that. I still think that can help you. And that was part of the attraction of an Adam Peters, is all of the guys in San Francisco that he helped draft and he was in charge of the draft that hit late. It sure as hell wasn't their first round success because they didn't have a lot of it, quite honestly. And again, that's not just Adam Peters. That's Kyle Shanahan. That's John Lynch. That's others. But part of the reason why Adam Peters was so desired was because people thought, hey, man, you want to talk about a guy who can find a couple of crown jewels later on in the draft? That's Adam Peters, right? And there's other executives, too. Howie Roseman, very good at that, so on and so forth. But the bottom line is that if you give up on Luke McCaffrey right now, today, but in the next couple of days, if you give up on Luke McCaffrey, to me, you are showing an incredible lack of patience. You are showing a disregard for development. And I also disagree because I see enough in the tank to still continue to try and mold the clay. Just because you don't see catches, just because you don't see wow highlights coming out of Ashburn, just because the beat reporters are all like, yeah, what's going on with Luke McCaffrey? He hadn't really done anything. You know, Ja'Cory Brooks might be better. Listen, just because we've been down this road a million times. I've covered so many different training camps. There's always a guy that does a bunch of something who gets cut. And everybody's like, huh? Remember Michael Wiley last year, the running back? I mean, he was really good in training camp and the preseason. I thought he was going to make the 53. He was cut, spent the entire year on the practice squad, and didn't even make training camp this year. Right? Think about Bryson Tremaine, a 6'4"-ish, 220-pound-ish wide receiver from Stanford who made a bunch of big catches last camp. Didn't make the roster, went back on practice squad. Eventually, they moved on at some point last year. Not back this year. Not even given a chance to come back this year. So the notion that Luke McCaffrey should be cut based on the fact that he hasn't made a bunch of splash plays in front of the reporters, including myself, is hogwash. It's nonsensical. They're evaluating for much, much more than that. Your ability to get open, your ability to separate, your ability to run your routes, your ability to block, special teams. Now, I'm not saying Luke McCaffrey is a finished product in any of those areas. But he's probably better in those areas than he is at actually right now getting target share and catching the ball. But while you and many in the media might solely judge it based on targets and catches, they don't. And I'm not telling you it's easy for me either, because you're looking at little nuancy things without the ability and time to really break it down and the expertise. I mean, I can only tell you what I see and what I think. But I can tell you that I feel more comfortable about Luke McCaffrey in those smaller areas, but significant areas, than I do per se as a stat filler-upper. And for that reason, I am not, let me repeat, not cutting Luke McCaffrey on Tuesday or any time before. Now, you want to talk about late this year, midway through this year, if it's still not a different argument. But now, over the next couple of days, regardless of what happens on Saturday, and I'm sure he'll play, doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. That's to me. Again, I can only tell you how I feel. Coming up, did he make Ben Standing's 53? His latest 53. We'll tell you. And we'll talk about the wide receiver group as a whole. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Odyssey Sports Training Camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. There you go. And now, a trending alert right here on the Team 980. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, so the Commanders are on the practice field as they approach Saturday's preseason finale at noon at Northwest Stadium against the Baltimore Ravens, where Lamar Jackson is sitting out of practice today, one day after leaving yesterday's practice early. Meanwhile, Northwestern's ex-football coach Pat Fitzgerald and the school have settled a lawsuit which the former head coach filed a couple of years ago after getting fired. He sued the school for $130 million for wrongful termination. He issued a statement confirming that he never directed or encouraged hazing in any way, and obviously it's cost him not only his job there, but also elsewhere in college football. Meanwhile, the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Nationals are back in action this afternoon after winning one against the New York Mets last night and hanging on 5-4. They had a 5-0 lead again. Conclusion, 5-4, with a big double play at the end. Today, the 51-75 Nats are set to take on the 67-59 Mets at 4:05 down at Nationals Park in the Navy Yard, and that's what's trending. All right, 136, Team 980, and we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Good to have you with us. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Metal Chris on the other side. Cowboy B, I was watching a couple of clips of the Cowboy documentary. We talked about this yesterday a little bit. Jimmy Johnson trying to be a communist and trying to, you know, make sure that his guys don't eat and yelling at them for having asthma and all that stuff. I mean, I guess that's how you won two Super Bowls back-to-back in the early 90s. Back before we were a soft-ass society and before everybody cried and whined and went to their agent.
It reminds me more of like the drill instructor from Full Metal Jacket or something, right?
What was the famous line in that movie?
I don't know how much I can say from that movie.
Oh, okay.
Lines from that movie.
Have you ever seen... Did you ever see the movie Cadence with Tom Cruise? Was it Tom Cruise? God, it's been so long.
I'll tell you right now, no.
Oh, no. Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen, his dad.
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne, I think.
All right.
Cadence.
Never seen it.
Like a kind of a boot camp, survival and boot camp kind of movie with an incredible heartwarming story as it goes along. Awesome. Awesome movie. That got very little relative acclaim, but there is some scenes early in the movie where it would make you never, ever, 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 ever want to be in boot camp.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, I think
be in that kind of situation. That. Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket sold me on that. I was like, look pretty miserable.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how people do it. It's not for me, man. Not for me, dog. I'll tell you that much. All right. So Ben Standings projected 53 Tuesday after the Monday night game. It's the third one he's done this offseason, or I should say this training camp. So in this projected 53, and again, it's just a projected 53, but remember, he asked Dan Quinn about a week ago, hey, Dan, before DQ played Where's Waldo yesterday with Standing, he said, hey, Dan, Danny boy, Danny O, do you do like these projected mock 53-man rosters, break it down by position, so on and so forth? Oh, a little Hendrix for you on a Thursday afternoon. Good to have you with us as we approach the end of hour number one. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Just moving around to the rest of the depth chart, I think it's pretty easy to determine that at running back, they're going to have to carry four running backs, right? I'd be very surprised if they don't. I shouldn't say very surprised. I'd be surprised if they don't. With obviously B-Rob being gone and Chris Rodriguez and Bill being a part of the mix. Now, whether they're both active on game day, week one, I don't know. We talked about that scenario yesterday. I don't even know if Bill's going to start week one. I would lean more towards Rodriguez, and maybe it's Eckler by formation, and all of it is moot. And maybe you see Bill week two. I don't know. Maybe Bill's not even active week one if they go to three running backs, which is how they did things last year. So that's a thing, right? At tight end, you know Zach Ertz, you know John Bates, you know Ben Sinnott. Even though there are some that are frustrated already with Ben Sinnott. Again, relax. But you know those three. The question is number four, and is there a fourth? Is Colson Yanko primarily for special teams number four? He was last year. I don't see anybody else really in that mix. Lawrence Cager had a good start to training camp and had that big catch against New England. I didn't see him out there on Monday night. I'm sure he played. I just wasn't paying attention. And I would have heard if he made a catch, because God knows the press box announce squad is just... I mean, if you guys think I'm loud, whew, man alive. But, so I... Cole Turner is, I'm not trying to be mean, but again, Cole Turner's a nice looking athlete, and he'll occasionally make a catch, and he's okay blocking, but there's just not enough. There's just not enough. He's not going to play special teams like Yankoff is, I don't think. So I see probably four tight ends. And if you have four tight ends and four running backs, that's eight. If you stay at five with the receivers, that's 13. If you go to six, that's 14, which is what I'm saying right now, unless you can figure out Noah Brown. And I don't know why you would put him on IR right away, but, you know, maybe they know he's going to be gone more than a week, week and a half, whatever it is. So I think right now you're going to have to keep it probably at five just to make the roster work. So if you have four running backs, four tight ends, that's eight. Five wide receivers, that's 13. Three quarterbacks, right? Is anybody not taking Josh Johnson as the third quarterback? Standing did not. I'm not saying Josh Johnson's great by any means, but there is no chance Sam Hartman's making this roster. Zero. That's a travesty of justice if that happens. Hell, I don't even know if he's going to come back on the practice squad. I mean, even though I'm sure he's a nice guy and Jaden appears to love him, and he's smart and he's good looking, he can't play. So I'm a three quarterback guy. So I'm keeping Josh Johnson, even though I leaned last week towards only taking two. Because Johnson wasn't doing much either. And again, he's still not great by any means. But I'd feel better with him at three than Sam Hartman, number one. Or some unproven, journeyman. Or young kid. You know, whoever that you want to take. Talia Tungavailoa, right? As your third. No. I'd rather have Josh Johnson. Right? Wouldn't you? I would. So to me, I'll take the three. So that means three quarterbacks, four running backs, that's seven. Again, for right now, you probably have to stick to five wide receivers, that's 12. If you're going to take four running backs and four tight ends, that's 16. And that leaves you with, well, you could take nine offensive linemen to get to 25. You'd take 10 offensive linemen. 10, if you want to go 26. And that's what I want to examine next. Who from the offensive line is coming forward? Because I think there's a bunch of good candidates. And maybe they just signed one the other day. And they cut Julian Good-Jones, who was not living up to his last name. Let's just say it like that. Trying to be nice here. And they signed a veteran center today. Because God knows they need help there. If Tyler Biadasz gets injured, they are screwed. Hour number two, straight ahead on the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.